Mayor Rick Kreisman speaking Tuesday afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Mayor Rick Kreisman joining you live from our city's Emergency Operations Center. Let me first remind all of us that we remain in a state of emergency here in St. Pete due to the effects and threat of COVID-19 on our community's health. Now, with that in mind, I will begin with a situation report based on the data available to us. In Pinellas, as of today, we've had 1,679 confirmed cases and 99 deaths. Now, folks, these aren't just numbers. That represents people. Now, in St. Pete, we've had 720 confirmed cases. Now, some might say we're seeing an increase in the number of cases because we're doing more testing. And it's true. We are doing more testing. In fact, in the past several days, more than 7,000 tests were conducted here in Pinellas County. And while we should be concerned about the number of new positive cases, I might add, that are not all long-term care cases, but instead represent community spread, what I look at is the percentage of positive cases. And recently, that number is growing. That number is also trending younger. Now, back in March, the age group who tested positive the most was ages 75 and up. Today is much different. Today, the age group who has tested positive the most is 25 to 34. 25 to 34. So all of you millennials who thought you were immune to this virus, that the only people who were afflicted by coronavirus were baby boomers and those older than them, well, you were wrong. You know, and it's time that your generation started taking this more seriously. If you get the virus, your death rate may not be as high as someone who's 75 years old, but you can just as easily infect someone who's 75 years old. And that person could be your parent or your grandparent, and they could die from the virus. So here's the deal. If you're a resident who loves St. Pete, do the right thing. Wear a mask when you're near others. Continue to practice social distancing. Don't crowd around a bar table or inside tight spaces. Be smart. If you're a business owner in St. Pete and you have employees who interact with the public and they're not wearing masks, you're doing it the wrong way. You're putting people at risk. And sooner or later, people will stop coming to your business because of it. If you run an office space and you have employees who are able to telecommute but aren't, you're doing it the wrong way. If they're able to work from home before, they're still able to work from home, and they should be working from home. Folks, we can't afford to go backwards. We can't afford the economic hit. We can't afford the impact emotionally. We need to tighten up. Now, two of St. Pete's great citizens, Trevor Burgess and Gary Hess, recently donated 10,000 St. Pete branded masks to our city. The initial 2,500 we received are already about gone, which is wonderful. But hang tight, folks, because there are more coming. We've got another 7,500 masks that are coming. So please visit www.restartstpete.com for distribution locations. If you wear one, if you take one, wear it. It's not a souvenir. It's meant for you to wear it, and it can save someone's life. Wear it over your mouth and nose, not hanging off on one ear. As my friend on the school board, Renee Flowers, told me yesterday, it's cool to be covered. And she's right. And St. Pete knows how to be cool. So please, let's wear more masks. Now, two more things. First, what will most likely be our final round of the Fighting Chance Fund, round three, is coming. If you qualify for round two and you haven't made application yet, you need to do so now, as we will be closing out that round on June 16th. Round three, which will increase business eligibility, including home-based businesses, will be open for application on June 23rd. And for more information on the Fighting Chance Fund and round three, please check out stpete.org/Fighting Chance Fund. Again, stpete.org/ Fighting Chance Fund. Lastly, yesterday I met with my Restart St. Pete Advisory Group to provide them with a COVID update and to hear from them what concerns they may have regarding the pace at which we are reopening and how, as a community, we are doing while we reopen. And each of them expressed the desire to see greater social distancing and mask use. Later this week, our county commission will be discussing the latest data. And I will be discussing with the county administrator whether, based on the data, any additional restrictions need to be put in place. But remember, the easiest way to avoid the need for additional restrictions is to do things the St. Pete way. Wash your hands. Keep a good social distance. Wear a mask. Easy to do. It's the St. Pete way, folks. Come on, let's do it. And now, as always, I'm going to turn to Yolanda Fernandez with questions from the media. Yolanda?
Mayor, our first question is from Margie Manning at the St. Pete Catalyst, and she asked, why do you think the number of cases are up? Do you think it's more testing or just people going to restaurants or bars or something else?
And thank you for the question, Margie. I think you're seeing an increase in the numbers right now. It's a combination of things. One is there is more people going to restaurants and bars and other places. It is part of our reopening. We've reopened in phase one, and we're now in phase two. But the other reason I think you're seeing an increase in the numbers is because we are doing more testing. And we were expecting with more testing that we might see more positive tests. But again, what I'm looking for is the percentage of positive tests.
And now this question from the Tampa Bay Times. Do you think protests are contributing to the high number of cases that we're seeing lately?
Well, and thank you for that question. At this point in time, it's too early for us to be able to tell the impact of protests on the number of positive cases because there hasn't been enough time yet for us to get that data. But I do have concerns. Certainly when we've seen the protesters, what we haven't seen is social distancing and we haven't seen everyone wearing masks. So I'm hoping we don't see that spike, but I won't be surprised if we do see one.
Also from the Tampa Bay Times, how do you evaluate the change in reported numbers? A spike in total cases versus a rise in testing and a decline in positive results?
Yeah, when we're looking at the data, there's a number of things that we look at. It is important to know how many tests were given because sometimes, as I said earlier, if you see a large number of tests, there's a chance you're going to get more positive results than you would if you saw a smaller number of tests. We also want to look at where those tests are occurring. If they're all occurring in a long-term care facility, then there's a possibility that that may be contributing to seeing more positive results. But again, what my focus is on is what's the percentage of positive testing? Are we seeing an increase in the percentage? Is it staying the same or is it decreasing? We want to see it decrease.
This question is from Megan Holmes at the St. Pete Catalyst. She asks, are you considering social distancing or mask requirements to keep the percent of positive tests below 6%?
Yeah, you know, at this point, I'm not taking anything off the table. I think, you know, we're going to be making decisions that are going to be data driven and conferring with our healthcare experts that we have here in Pinellas County. We are concerned when we see increases in the number of positive tests and when we don't see, and you know, that's why I made the comments I made earlier, folks. You're driving down Central or you're going down Beach Drive and you look at the restaurants and you see people who are clearly not wearing face masks and they're clearly not social distancing. That's not the St. Pete way. We can do better, St. Pete. We need to do better.
And here is our final question from the Times. Will you slow the city's plans to reopen?
Yeah, any decision I make related to the order that the governor has in place as to whether we want to make it more stringent will be based, again, on data. And unless the data warrants taking more stringent action, we won't. But if we believe that's something that we need to do to make sure that we don't see a surge, that we don't have a challenge in our hospitals as far as beds or ICUs, and that we don't have community spread, then that's something that we'll do. It's not going to be based on politics. It's going to be based on data.
No more questions, Mayor.
Thank you. So, you know, the times that we find ourselves in today are really unlike any that we have faced, certainly during my lifetime. But if there's one thing that I know for certain, it's that St. Petersburg is up to the challenge. We always have been, we always will be. That's who we are as a city. And so I want to say thank you again. Hang in there, everyone. And please stay healthy. Do things the St. Pete way. Thanks so much.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman speaking Tuesday afternoon from St. Petersburg's Emergency Operations Center.